Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Monday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given us opportunity to share the Word of God again with you. I want to shout out to those of you listening to the broadcast here in the United States. Welcome. Welcome to those of you in Canada and Mexico. Welcome, Philippines and Iraq and every country that is listening to this broadcast that I have not named. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, contact us at the email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD2MAN@gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we've given to you. Glory be to God. So amen and amen. And wherever you listen to me at, hey, why don't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, for another day you'll bless us to see, another opportunity to be on this broadcast. Father, I pray that you will word my mouth this night as I speak your word tonight to the listeners this day. And I pray that you would touch their hearts and begin to deal with them by your spirit and begin to unveil your word unto them, your full plan, in Jesus' name. So, Lord God, I just thank you, Lord God, for such opportunity you have given, and I give you all the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. I thank God for another blessed day tonight. I want to take another sidebar here from the series I'm on with the spiritualists and continue with, I think it will be part two to the series of the spiritualists, communication with spirits. And I want to take a side step for a minute here. And I want to come from the book of Romans, chapter 13, verse 7. The book of Romans, chapter 13, verse 7. Thank you, Jesus. In fact, I want to start at verse 6 and go to verse 7. It says, "For this cause pay ye tribute also, for they are God's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing. Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear, to whom honor." The title of this message tonight is Giving Honor Where Honor is Due. And the reason for this message tonight is that we have lost our brother in Christ. Many of you who have been following us on the broadcast, Brother Robert Gross, that be on with me. We lost him last night. He passed last night. The sickness that was on him, but he fought, but he passed on. And I just want to, on this, and many of y'all that follow us know that normally on Mondays we have a 30-minute broadcast, and I just want to spend this time to give honor where honor is due. I thank the Lord for Brother Robert Gross. We call him Brother Ronnie. Truly was a brother in Christ. I think I first met him, well, I first got saved in 1990, so I think I may have met Brother Ronnie somewhere maybe in 91 or 92. So I've been, you know, knowing him for probably about 30 years. And always been a kind brother to me whenever we have talked during maybe church assemblies or gatherings, conferences. Always have been a great brother to talk with. as many may say, down to earth brother. And I thank the Lord for the time that, you know, he first got on the broadcast last, I want to say maybe July. You know, my mom passed in June, so I think it was after that when he came on, somewhere around July, something like that. And so almost a year he was on the broadcast with me. And I appreciate, you know, he, some of y'all that listened to the broadcast heard his testimony where, you know, he said he didn't want to come on the broadcast. He was fighting, and God told him, said, go. And so he obeyed God. And it truly was a blessing for me because of the things that God had blessed him with knowledge-wise. There were some things that especially he knew that I didn't know. And plus he had been also saved longer than I have. You know, and he really was, you know, there was some deep things in history. Many of y'all that had been following us on the broadcast when we were doing on different subjects of dealing with Joseph Smith and the Antichrist and all that, where he was speaking some deep things, okay? And through the knowledge that God blessed him with, he was revealing some things that was of great importance. And I love the brother. I'm going to miss the brother. But I know he's in a better place, okay? I know he's with the Lord. I know that he's in a place where there's no worry. He ain't got to worry about a thing. He ain't got to worry about, there's no stress out. I mean, he in a place where peace just rules. He ain't got to worry about going outside his apartment, seeing all kinds of evil done out in the streets. He in a place where he don't have to worry about ever seeing that. Okay. And he has been a blessing to the body of Christ. In the years that he had been born again, his uncle, who was an elder here in this local here in Durant where I'm at, was the one who God had used to bring the message of the coming of the Elijah that Jesus had sent. He was the first one, from what I understand, to bring it to Mississippi. Or come to Mississippi or come to Durant with it. And his uncle also was a man of faith. And, you know, if I had to pick someone to be on the front line with me to fight the devil, it definitely would have been that brother, Brother Clark, and Brother Robert as well, Brother Eddie Lee. These are men and brothers who I really appreciate in the Lord, because they have been a help and a blessing to the ministry God has called me in. I mean, I have to be honest with you. God used those brothers to really help me in different areas, and maybe in areas that they did not know, you know, that they were really being used to be a help, but they were. When I got the news yesterday about my brother passing, yes, of course, just about when anyone, you know, my heart got heavy. And then there were some things I didn't understand at that time. But I know that it doesn't change who God is. And people, I want you to understand that too. When you lose loved ones, understand it doesn't change who and what God really is. And sometimes we act as though it has changed him, and we get upset with him, and, you know, you like this now. You know, he's God. He said, I am the Lord. I change not. Okay, the same nature that he had when you read even in Genesis is the same nature he has today. It doesn't change. Now, I know some people out there teaching like the God of the Old Testament is not the same God of the New. Well, I know they didn't get that from God. So, you know, that is not of God. But, you know, I respect Brother Robert for his help in the ministry. And, you know, when we get together before we go on the broadcast, normally me and Brother Robert would talk on Saturday evenings. Now, those of you followers know we normally come on Saturday at 6 to 6:30, me and him. But many times we would talk early this Saturday, probably about 3:30, something like that. And then there was a few occasions where I was on my job and I called him on one of my lunch breaks and talked to him then. But I never had a problem talking with Brother Robert. Never had a problem talking with him. He will be greatly missed, but I thank God that also he will be greatly appreciated of how God used him in blessing many people with the giving of the word of God. And, you know, to me, he was a brother that, you know, he didn't mind sitting down and talking with you. And like I said, I never had a problem talking with Brother Robert. Every time I saw him, I never had a problem talking with him, you know, and he was easy to me. He was easy to talk to. And so I thank God for that. And so the word said, honor to whom honor. And I want to give honor and respect to my brother who just was a blessing. And, you know, when he came on the broadcast and I know that the devil thinks he won, but he didn't. But he didn't, okay? Hallelujah. He haven't won. Yeah, he went to attack my brother. And you know, Satan has always been on the set to stop us on the broadcast. Every last one of us stops on the broadcast. Anything dealing with spreading the gospel. And then another thing he does not want, he doesn't want the fullness of the gospel preached or taught. See, he already don't like the half stuff, but he know when the fullness is preached. Oh, my God, you talking about some power that people can receive when they know the fullness about something, okay? When they just know in part, you know, he can play with that thing a little bit, you know, because the part they ignorant on, he can have a hold on. But when you come into the fullness on the things, and that light switch cut on in your spirit, like, ding, and you go, oh, my God, man, I didn't know. This is why when we talk about the coming of the Elijah, he does not want this to be preached and taught on this broadcast, because the message that Jesus is sending through the Elijah, if all will receive it, it will cause all Christianity to flow together as one, okay? And you think the devil don't fear that? He does greatly, okay? Anything dealing with some unity of Christians, he ain't worried about no unity of sinners, okay, because he got them. But Christians coming together unified, oh, man, he know. It's over with, okay? If God were to send a bunch of unified Christians into a place where Satan has them bound in the house, he know it's over with. Because with them unified Christians coming there, exercise their authority, he got turned loose. He can't do with a unified people. That's why he always try to cause a separation, and he always try to find any little crack he can find. Amen. And this is why those you've been listening, maybe your church at one time was unified. Now you find out all in fragments and broke up here and there. Well, you got breaking up just about everywhere, just about in every church. You got some breaking up and fragments, and some went off here and off there. And you got that everywhere, okay? Because people understand this. Satan has an intense hatred for Christians. Okay? Intense. He understand he hate mankind, period. Whether you say, well, I say he can't stand you, okay? But he got an intense hatred for Christians because they carry in the gospel. They carry the authority of Christ and the authority to exercise power against the enemy to make him back off. And see, he wants to roam around and do what he want to do. So you go get up in the way, you know. Hey, man, have you ever met some people like that who wants to do what they want to do? And when you step in and, you know, say, no, you can't do that, how mad they get at you, and then they just start hating you, okay? Why? Because you ain't letting them do what they want to do. But that's how the devil is, you know, and Christians is the one that gets in the way. That's why when we up here preaching and teaching rapture and talking about the church be gone, my question is who the devil going to fight? And in this teaching, you're talking about the weak Christians going to be left. And I'm like, really? And then in that rapture teaching, many talk about, and the Holy Ghost will be taken from the earth. I said, well, how is the people going to get saved? See, it's the church. When Satan shows the fullness of his head, he going to be fighting. Not the sinner, the church. Okay? Amen. And I think we tend to forget that. I really do. And, but I just want to give honor where honor's due to my brother, Brother Robert Gross. And truly, like I said, he's going to be missed. And, you know, normally at this time on the broadcast, he'll be speaking. Because on our 30-minute broadcast, I normally do, like, including the introduction and everything, maybe about 10 minutes, and then I turn the rest of another probably 12, 14 minutes over to him. And, you know, especially on our 30 minutes, you know. And like I said, it was truly a blessing how that the time that we had with him, and truly it was a blessing. And, you know, the brother was faithful to coming on the broadcast. In fact, 2 weeks ago, that Thursday, when he supposed to came on, that's the day he let me know he wasn't feeling well, that I can think of probably was the first time I can think of that he actually missed, because other time we missed the broadcast. Any other time, I think it was, you know, dealing with on my end. But he was faithful. And we appreciate those who are faithful. You know, when you got somebody that's faithful, you better appreciate it. You better thank God for them. Because, see, everybody ain't being faithful. I'm talking about whether it's your marriage, whether it is in the church. You got somebody that's faithful. I'm talking about right faithful. You better appreciate it, okay? You know, some of y'all out there is talking about your pastors. I know he had been having hiccups and bumps here and there, but he's being faithful to coming, faithful to try to give you the word and all that. And you know, not trying to take your money and all that, but you started complaining. You better appreciate that. Because every pastor, and I know I ain't got to say this to you twice, because you'll be jumping up, that's right, every pastor is not faithful. Some pastors don't give a care about you. They don't care about you, period. Okay? I mean, going down the aisle, don't see no dollars is in that, okay? And all of a sudden, I didn't forget what I want to preach, okay? And I'm just, you know, just to make things go on, I'm just going to throw up anything to you so I can dismiss and get y'all out of here. Well, we need to be honest about it, okay? And Brother Robert was a faithful brother in Christ, so I really appreciate him, you know? And like I said, if you got someone, member and all in the church who's faithfully coming, appreciate it. Because the time we living in is finna show the faithful from the unfaithful. You know, you got a lot of people doing a lot of noise talking. When it come down to it, it's going to be faithfulness. And we're going to see who's faithful and who's not. And as I told you before, one of the things that's going to show us is the testing. It's the trial, okay? And you got some people already, you know, will say, hey, I can't handle it. And some of them have went away from the work, you know. Even if they have said, hey, I know this work is true, but they have went away, okay? The testing is going to prove and going to show and going to tell, okay? That's what it's going to do, okay? So my thing to you is this. If you're just a talker, you might be fooling some people, but there is coming testing that's going to expose you. Now, I mean, I'm going to be straight up with you on that. There's a testing that's going to come that's going to expose you. So you might want to, you know, look at walking right and straight and not trying to be deceptive. But our brother Robert, he didn't operate that way. He was faithful to coming on the broadcast, faithful and doing, you know, what he had to do on the broadcast. And I really appreciate it. That's why those of you listening and looking at this page, should be a God's Word to Man picture of a Bible on the page. You can click on it. Dropbox should come and show one of the categories, episode. Click on that. It show you all the past episodes, you know, that we've done. And you can go back and hear some of the episodes where Brother Robert was on there with me, the things God gave him and gave him to say. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. So I wanted to spend this broadcast in dedication to give honor where honor is due to a brother, Ice, who will be greatly missed. Keep his family in your prayers, his sons and daughter and grandchild. Keep them all in your prayers because they need your prayers. Glory be to God. And I want to once again reiterate, as I've said before, I want to thank God for all of you that have been praying for Brother Robert and been praying for me while we've been on this broadcast. Because I'm telling you guys now, and I've told you many times before, you know, coming to you all on the broadcast with what we're coming with is not an easy task. I'm telling you, it's not an easy task. Please hear me, because it's not something where we just sitting at home and thinking of something and then not have to worry or be concerned about any kind of attack from the enemy. Because once again, when you are spreading the gospel and the fullness of the gospel, that is something that he don't want done. So once again, I thank God for all you've been listening. Don't forget at 7 o'clock, Brother Emmanuel Murphy will come with a broadcast. Look for the advertisement then at 7. So once again, this is Brother Nate. Love you all. May God bless you and may he keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.